Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I am here at Space Camp for my son's field trip, and all the way in Huntsville, Alabama, whoever's from Alabama, I don't know, post below, but I think it's the first time being in Alabama. But listen, yesterday was crazy in a fun, weird way. Listen, we had two nice buses going down. Everything's planned, right? You have a plan and you're going, and all of a sudden one of the buses starts smelling crazy. I mean, really bad, and I can't even smell like it, but it was horrible. And sure enough, the bus driver has to pull over on the side of the road, and the bus just shut down completely. So here we are, one bus still is cool, not the bus I was in, but then the other bus, there's 45 kids in it, middle schoolers, sixth graders, and here we are on the side of the road. It's hot, and we're stuck. No heat, no air conditioning, the whole thing. So what do you do, right? I mean, what do you do? You can yell, you can curse, you can get angry. These kids were amazing, super good attitudes. We basically brought them over on the side of the road and just told them to wait. And then I'll tell you what, I went into action mode. So what I did, I called the sheriff. We got the sheriff over. I should have taken a picture, but the sheriff comes over and listen, we just start rolling with plans. And sometimes you got to do that in life. I mean, this was not the goal, but we had a goal, and the goal was to get to Huntsville, Alabama. And listen, people started pitching in. The police escort drove us, blocked roads. I mean, this was crazy stuff. I'm sure these kids are gonna remember it for the rest of their lives. But the sheriff blocks the road, and the bus can drive just a little bit further off the off-ramp to the truck stop. So here we are for 2 hours at a truck stop with 45 middle schoolers, and you'd think, oh my gosh, torture, it's crazy. Listen, these kids were fantastic. We had a blast. The bus company found another driver in another state, or actually another city just up the road. They came over and we made it. We rolled into the hotel here at 12:30 a.m. So today we're going to space camp. Here's the point of the story. The point is, look, trials don't ruin you, trials reveal you. Let me say that again. Trials in life don't ruin you, they reveal you. And let me tell you, we were revealed yesterday. And if people would have had bad attitudes, if they would have been victims, if they would have been complainers, all of that would have been revealed very quickly. Instead, I was amazed. These middle schoolers did fantastic. And what was revealed instead was that these kids had great attitudes. They loved going to the truck stop, man. They just loaded up on sodas that were almost as tall as their bodies. I mean, it was crazy. It was literally probably, I don't know, who knows. But anyway, the point is this, that in life, you're gonna have trials. You might have this as a launch, as an entrepreneur. You might have this as an author, as your book that you're writing. But you are gonna have trials. You're not gonna save your book the right way, and you're gonna lose some of your work, or you're gonna give a speech and not everyone's gonna love you, whatever. Don't let trials in life ruin you, because they don't. They reveal what's inside. So be somebody that's prepared for the moment. And I tell people often, when you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. And hey, you might end up calling a sheriff and having a police escort. But I'm going to space camp, excited, and go make it be an amazing day. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.